Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Tommy Chutone bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chester Elton is our guest, our good friend, long time, more than almost 12-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of The Culture Works, author of The Orange Revolution. What's the new one, Chester? All in is still my favorite, but I got so many here. Which is the new one?
The one is What Motivates Me.
There it is.
Passions to Work. Yep.
There it is, right there. I've got it right here. What Motivates Me, Put Your Passion to Work. Adrian Gostick, Chester Elton, they're the co-authors. They just keep cranking out the good stuff, so check that out. Give us a website, Chester.
It's theCultureWorks.com.
Easy. Right, so check it out, folks. And Chester, in the last segment, you used the term soul. And I think I know what you meant by that. And you were talking about the part of the body, part of our humanity that is not visceral, it's something beyond protoplasm, right? It's even beyond emotional, intellectual. I'm a person of faith, as you are. I believe that I have a spirit in me that was given to me, and I'm not talking religious here. I believe that each one of us has a spirit inside of us that's who we are, and it needs to be nurtured.
I don't think there's any question, you know. And when they talk about the Mayo Clinic, about the body, mind, and the soul, it really is interesting the way it manifests. And you mentioned it earlier that we all want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves, you know, that making a difference in our communities. And I'll tell you, when you get that in your community, when you get that in your business, really good things happen. And I want to tell you a wonderful story that they related to us at the Mayo Clinic. I think that is exemplary of this kind of culture. You know, they have a lot of news reporters and so on that come to the Mayo Clinic often. They'll have a breakthrough or a discovery or something amazing. And they'll be shooting, you know, film and so on. They tell about a crew that came, and they wanted to shoot some B-roll. You know, that's the stuff where just people walking down the halls or people checking things on their charts. And so they were shooting some B-roll of a woman actually cleaning the room. So, you know, we'd say fairly menial job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Straightening the beds, cleaning the bedpans, whatever. And the producer, for whatever reason, decided to talk to her, and he said, excuse me. And now while he's talking to her, she's doing a sanitary wipe. She's cleaning the remote control in the room. And he said, excuse me, we're just shooting some film here. What are you doing? And she said, oh, me? I'm helping to save lives today.
Huh.
And he looked at her kind of stunned, and he said, well, wait a minute. You're cleaning the room. She says, yes, but you don't understand. Here at the Mayo Clinic, we put the needs of the patient first. And we've done all kinds of studies to find out where the bacteria is in the room.
Wow.
And you know what we discovered? The number one carrier of bacteria and germs in a patient's room is the remote control for the TV.
Unbelievable.
And so I make sure to really make sure I clean the remote control. And by eliminating that bacteria, I'm helping to save people's lives every day I clean these rooms. Isn't that a great story?
What?
And see, that's someone that's connected to the greater cause.
Think about
that's someone
how many
sees beyond, I'm going to check off and make this room clean.
But Chester, how many CEOs of major corporations do you and I know who would kill to have the person out at the last mile have that kind of a statement to make?
Absolutely.
Think about that.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a person at the last mile of the organization, right? And this is a person that the hospitality people call them the invisibles, right?
Right.
And for that person to come to stand erect and to look him in the eye and say, "I'm saving lives." Can you imagine getting the person on the desk at the last mile outlet of a major corporation to be able to give that kind of information to a prospect or a customer? That's where special sauce comes from, Chester.
Exactly.
That's where special sauce comes from.
Yeah, and to your point, that's more than just what I do and how I do it. That's more than, hey, I've got a good job and I can pay my bills. That's, I get up every morning and I'm eager and anxious to go to work because I know I'm going to make a difference. You know, we talked to some of the nursing staff, and they said, you know, your staff in particular is renowned for the care they give to the patients. And he said, you know what? Every day we talk about what would it be like if instead of just the person on the chart, it was a member of your family in that bed.
Right.
What if it was you in that bed? How would you want to be treated? They said, we talk about it all the time.
And
we
that's the reason why the Mayo Clinic is not just another hospital in Minnesota. It's a global brand. And Chester, I know companies, not many, but I know some companies that follow these kinds of tenets and that care about their people, care about their spirit. There's a lot of humanity in the company, and there's a special sauce in those companies that gives them a performance boost on the bottom line. I'm talking, you know, the almighty dollar that special sauce delivers a performance boost to them.
It sure does.
It's not just the right thing to do. It's the best practice. Chester, what do you think?
It is. I mean, who would you rather have clean your hospital room? You know, somebody who's been trained to clean it or somebody who believes that thereby cleaning is going to save your life?
Yeah.
I mean, the performance boost is remarkable. She's not leaving that room until she's convinced every little bacteria.
I need your website, Chester.
It's www.theCultureWorks.com.
Hey, Chester, good job today. I feel better already. Come back soon.
You bet. Anytime, Jim.
Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen, theCultureWorks.com. Check that out. And all the books, too, including What Motivates Me. That's the new one. But don't forget, All In. That's still my favorite. 29 After. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back. Got a high rock.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.